This is the February 6th, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 272 for property ID 9026-4038. The property is owned by 825 Northwest 21st Ave, LLC. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Joel Soppit here on behalf of the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you gave in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2024. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't make a decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Sure. So as I documented with the comparables that I did, the land value or the total value of the property that the assessor had was $524,635, with $264,000 being the land improvements at $260,000. And the estimates based on the fair market value, based on the comparables that I pulled together, I had at a total of $472,893, with $243,258 being land and the improvements at $229,635. And as you can see in here, I did provide comparables, which were market comparables, based on values out there.
Did you get the notice from the county that they reduced your value to 500,000, which is less than
I did not see that.
You paid 502,328 and they reduced the value to 500,000.
I did not receive that notice.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what they recommended.
So in that case, I'm not sure a hearing is required.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah. So, if that's the case, I hadn't received that.
Can you send that to an email real quickly, Allison?
Yep, I'm sending him, and I'll pull it up on the screen so you can see it. It looks like it's not exactly what you requested, but they did offer $500.
But it is a little less than you pay for it, and market value is typically determined by what you pay for something, so.
Thought
you probably
want to
know that.
Yeah.
Can you see it okay?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, recommend value $500,000. I don't have any other further comments.
So I think
I don't have anything else on it either. If we're in agreement on the 500,000.
Yeah, I think that's a fair number. I think we're seeing a bit of a drop, but I'm okay with that.
Okay.
All right.
That makes it easy. Thank you, everyone, for your time.
Sure, thank you.
You'll see our report within 30 days.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Close the hearing.
This is the February 6th, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 30 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 271 for property ID 19859-6001. The property is owned by Glenwood Community Church. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We do have Justin Soth here present for the assessor's office. And then we have Scott, Greg, Jeff, Al, and Randy here present for the appellants. Anyone who wishes to speak at this hearing, please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Yes.
I do.
Okay, thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2024. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. And normally I would turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal. However, I have some extenuating circumstances that I think you might be favorable to. And Allison has put it on the screen there. And if you can blow it up a little bit and show it.
From the numbers.
The numbers are, yeah.
There you go.
And they have basically agreed to your numbers. The 773, I'm guessing, is supposed to be your 1760. Their system will only allow them to go in certain increments, and is the way they put it in. So the $13,000 additional is only because they couldn't get the computer to work right. But at any rate, it's $13,000 closer to your number, close to your number that you asked for, $17,660. I'm wondering if you're willing to go with that. We can end the hearing and we won't have to go through any other information.
So is the actual value $1,760,000 as opposed to what's showing on the screen?
No.
No.
$1,773,000.
So, Al Curtis asking the question here. Previously, we were in about an $8,000 to $9,000 per year assessment, and the part of the reason we're here this morning is that it went from that to $20,000 something overnight, so to speak. Can you just give us a quick thumbnail of how that happened, to, you know, what led, what factors led to that quick decision, so to speak?
I have no other information on this property other than what you did.
Justin, I think.
Pardon me?
I think Justin can answer it. He's muted. You're muted.
Yeah, Justin, we can't hear you. You might need to change your mic settings.
Still muted.
He's muted by my view.
And the chairman on the building. There we go. Uh-oh.
Turn your sound up.
Yeah, it looks like you're not muted, Justin, but we're not hearing anything from your mic. If you go next to the mute button, there's an arrow and you can check what microphone it's using. It might be using a different microphone, is all I can guess in this scenario. So make sure it's connected to your headset.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just connect your headset and just talk to us?
This computer.
Well, he was talking to us earlier, wasn't he?
Somebody said
I thought so.
I don't know who that
there
was.
There you go.
Is that okay?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. And that's one reason why I wanted to come in here today. It's just because obviously, from a value perspective, I didn't want to. I don't have any strong qualms over the agreement that in the value that was shown on the screen. So. But to explain what had happened in the background, I'm going to go just to the very beginning, which is the every 4 year revaluation cycle. So for this year that we're talking about, 2024, was a revaluation cycle in the first year that I had done the neighborhood that the subject is located in. Previously, 4 years ago, the value that was calculated for the subject property was based off of residential land schedules and sales that had occurred. I'm thinking that that's likely due to, 4 years ago, that time was a lot of prime development coming in with subdivisions and things of that nature, still kind of busy in that area. But with the commercial zoning and some of the sales that had taken place, I was looking at moving the property itself into an assessment that would be more in line with the transactions and the properties that were zoned similarly. So while I agree and I recognize the percentage increase was significant, it was really a from moving into a valuation model that was based on not really comparable properties and giving a per square foot rate that was well below what I had been seeing from the general market activity in that surrounding area. So it's, to me, kind of one of those, I don't want to call it a moral dilemma per se, but at the same time, it's like the value, looking at the value, knowing that it would be calculated lower than what the market would probably bear, and not correcting that, or would kind of shift the tax burden onto other properties within that tax district. And so at the time, looking at it and saying, what properties do I have within this area? What are they showing me from a market standpoint? And what is ultimately the obligation is to be at 100% of the market value of the property every year. And so ultimately it was just my trying to be at 100% of market value, which is the statutory obligation that I've got.
Okay.
Can we?
Yeah, by the way, Justin, thanks for working with Scott. You, the two of you, have spent quite a bit of time together chatting and emailing, I think, Scott Carlson.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for that. Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think I tried to convey, and honestly, I'm always just, I just want it to be right. And that's, you know, my main goal in all this. It's one reason why I'm not, you know, hardlining the original assessment or anything like that. There's a lot of information that goes into it. And I agree with some of the information. Some of the numbers can be, you know, somewhat semantical. I think one of the main differences in the value is the value of the single family residence. And when we look at the comparable one, you know, how much value do we want to assign to it? And so there's a lot of room, I think, in that. And so my main point was I just wanted to be available to answer the questions that they had and to make sure that they were satisfied with that. And then also if the board has specific questions.
No, my question is there agreement now on the value that you've placed on it with the appellant and the assessor's office?
Can we talk? Can we mute and talk for a minute or two?
Yes.
Is that okay? Okay.
Justin?
Yes.
What was the zoning on this property the year before?
The zoning has been business park for quite some time. I don't know precisely when that was put in place, but it has been in a business park zoning for several years.
So it's still business park to zoning, but the price jumped dramatically.
Correct. And that was a function of, again, coming off of some of the residential schedules. Again, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to assume why the old schedule was based that way. It could have just been the availability of comparable sales at the time, or potentially looking at some of the build out that was occurring 4 years ago. There was a pretty strong push for subdivisions, you know, the small plot subdivisions that going in around that area. But from a highest and best use perspective, I just wanted to look at similar commercial zoning.
All right. Okay. Are you guys back online now?
No.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
So.
Raise your hands.
So it's Randy. I just have one question. So our property provides a community service of a disc golf course, which gets tons of use every day of the week that's not pouring down rain. I was wondering if that offers any hope of a reduced tax evaluation.
I don't know. I'm sorry, I don't know the best way to answer that question. I guess maybe if there was a portion of it that was assigned as a public use, or where it was deeded into public use, and as opposed to a private use, I don't know, to be honest with you. I'd have to look at how that played out. Typically, I would say that unless there's like a deeded restricted access or public access right away given, then typically it wouldn't be given a special consideration.
Okay. Thanks for your answer.
Yeah, and then a quick question. So the comparative properties that were used to evaluate us are, at least in my estimation, for-profit entities, and obviously we're not profit as a 501c3. Does that compare in a profit center where people are, you know, generating money and it's a...
I understand what...
Maybe they can still hear you.
If they're still online. For me, I would say not necessarily. Generally speaking, the assignment is to recognize the highest and best use of each property as a vacant. So for me, looking at the property in discussion specifically would be more about the zoning and aspects as far as the taxability of that would be more in line with letting the Department of Revenue determine which part is going to be assigned into the tax-exempt portion. And
are they still there? Doesn't sound like it.
Scott, Jeff? Do we have y'all? We can't see you. I'll send him another invite, see if we can get him in. Give them a moment. Let's give them a moment. They might have froze like the woman last on Tuesday.
Now, I guess just for the edification of the record, I'd say that potentially we'd be talking about fee simple versus value and use discussions with that question as well. And so.
Send him a quick email.
Have anybody?
Gotta love.
Do you have anyone's phone number?
Maybe just one moment.
It's many times quicker than an email if they're not looking at
that. Well, they give us a daytime phone.
Until we have Aubrey trained, it's a little hard to make phone calls at the same time. Let me get this pulled up. Okay. I think they're fully restarting now that they're out.
Scott.
Hi, Scott. This is Allison from the Board of Equalization. Are y'all trying to join again?
Yeah, we're trying to join. You guys all went dark, but we could still hear you.
Yeah, we were hoping you could see us and hear us, but we couldn't hear you if that was the case. Do you want me to send it? I sent a new link to your email address. Do you want to try and call in by phone? The invite should have that, too, if you prefer.
I'll send the email to Randy. He's got the computer. Or actually, well, yeah, I'll have to forward it.
That's fine. It should work forwarded.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep, we'll wait for you. Just a moment. Yep, they're trying to log back in. Okay, y'all are back on the record.
Right. Have you finished your discussion, I assume?
Yeah, we're in agreement, and the 1773 number, which you quoted, I think we're okay with. You've explained it well to us, and it looks like that's fair and equitable. So we're good with that.
Okay.
Okay. So okay. We're all done then.
Thank you. Okay.
You'll get a letter from us that codifies this, if you will, within 30 days.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Boys.
This is the February 6th, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 280 for property ID 10012215 6, and the property is owned by Elizabeta and Michael Howard. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Ella here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2024. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days if he doesn't like our decision. So, unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Well, I wrote this long letter because, as you can hear, I have an accent and I speak slowly. And so I put as much in the letter as I could. And my main concern is the removal or moving the value of the land into the value of the building, which happened in 2021. And after that happened, there has been lots of really very unfortunate and negative changes in our HOA, and including talks about termination and lots of stuff that I described to my best abilities, and I kind of have don't want to go to get too much into, because I've been already threatened to be sued and threatened with even with violence. So there are all kinds of ideas about this property, which is 80 condominiums on 8 acres of land. And apparently there has been different ideas that go back as far as 1970s. Which we were not informed about any of this when we bought the condominium. We bought the condominium in 2017. And then in 2022, we started, especially myself, I started being approached by neighbors who were telling me all kinds of very contradictory stories, including plans to terminate the condominium. So obviously I'm not a lawyer, I'm just a homeowner, and I try to ask for details, but details are not given. It's more just like, you know, screaming at me when I'm outside pruning my roses. And there's a lawyer hired by our HOA who's just not answering any questions, any relevant questions. So I'm told one thing when I'm gardening outside, and I'm told another contradictory thing. I'm being screamed at, and nothing of this is officially explained. So with the movement of the land into the value of the building, if we really face this kind of disaster, if there really will be a termination, then it will weigh a lot in our options. We would probably have to sue the HOA, and my husband is in his 80s. We really have not expected this kind of situation. We expected that we'll be able to live here peacefully for another 20 years, and all of this just kind of came at us with enormous surprise, and especially at me, because I'm outside more. There's a wraparound yard around the condominium, and I like taking care of the plants. So it's mostly me who has been a target of these different stories, and some neighbors try to talk me into signing off to a private farm, essentially giving a signature to a private farm's sign off our HOA voting rights. And especially it's concerning that the person to whom the land was assigned is very active in, or has been very active in these talks. And she told me lots of all kinds of things, extremely contradictory things. And when I try to get any clarification, I just get screamed at and threatened. Can you understand me, by the way?
Ella, I have a question. I have a question, Ella. You keep saying terminate the condominiums. Does that mean turn them into apartments? Or what does that mean? Tear them down? What do you mean by terminate the
condominiums? Exactly. That's my question, because I've been asking it for 2 years. So 2 years ago, a drain pipe got clogged by roots from our condominium. So it's a simple repair. It should be, you know, simply whatever it is, rotor-rooted or something. However, the president, who is the son-in-law of the original builder, of the builder who built it in 1970s. So he's in charge of everything, and he told me or screamed that he's not going to repair this pipe, because it's over, if there are roots everywhere, and it has to be torn down. So this is big news. So if...
What did I tear down? The tree or the condominium? What are you talking about? It has to be torn down.
Exactly. That's the question. That's the question I've been asking. So I'm being yelled at, things like that, as I'm outside. And then we have the meeting. We don't have meetings in person anymore. Our last meeting in person was in 2018, and since then there are meetings on Zoom. There are very few people on Zoom. People are mostly elderly, so there are very few people. They mute us, so it's impossible to ask the question. So I've been trying to ask the question for 2 years. What needs to be turned down? Our condominium needs to be turned down. Does everything need to be turned down? So different people tell me different answers, but there's no official answer. So they tell us we'll have to go to court and fight it out.
Well, so did you ever get your drain pipe unplugged, or has it been plugged for however many years?
I'm sorry?
You had tree roots that blocked a line. Did you get that line fixed to somebody?
No. So it's actually getting worse. There has been deliberate damage done by the board to our condominium. Other condominiums are being maintained, and our condominium is this in, unfortunate position that it is closest to the dip of the terrain. So when they stop maintaining the terrain, when they don't remove leaves or when they don't remove the blockage from the pipes, the place starts flooding. But obviously this needs to be maintained. So why did they stop removing the leaves? I mean, the board is not answering any questions. Like that, and tell us. They told me all kinds of different things going back to 1970s, very contradictory things. So I don't want to even to get into it. But in general, the idea is that we're facing some kind of crisis, and then we have to fight it out in a court. So we are, you know, we have limited means. We paid $150,000 for our condo in 2017. So now it appreciated $100,000. So now the condos are, the three condos for sale are listed as $250,000. So I actually have been, you know, pushed. I've been told that we should sell and move. And I've been looking at it, but there is really difficult to find anything in our price range. But if we, you know, really face this kind of crisis, we would be really, my husband and I would be in a horrible pickle. And what we can face is just 75% of votes takes to dissolve the association, voluntary dissolution of association. So at this point, I don't even know how many signatures have been gathered, because we are not included. I stopped talking to the neighbors a year ago in March, because I was so, you know, targeted with all this kind of information, some of it which is criminal. So if somebody tells me something criminal, and then I start talking about it, and they tell me not to talk about it, this is very uncomfortable situations. So I just stopped talking to the neighbors. I don't talk to the board other than through sending email or during the Zoom meetings. And I'm essentially cut out of information how many signatures have been gathered. Because if there are 75% of 80%, which would be, well, like about 60 signatures, if they gather 60 signatures, they can voluntarily dissolve the association. And if they and what happens if they voluntarily dissolve the association? I don't know, because there is a... On the Secretary of State website, there is articles of incorporation, and then there is a wording. There is a sentence in the articles of incorporation saying, in case of voluntary dissolution of the association, assets would be distributed to members, shareholders, and others according to the provision of the articles of incorporation. So I ask for these provisions for 2 years. So please ask the board and the lawyer, please tell me how are the assets going to be distributed? Because when I'm outside, when I'm pruning my roses, neighbors come up to me and say that they want me to sign off to dissolve the association. So essentially the idea was like this. The board refused to repair your pipe. So let's dissolve the association and then you repair your own pipe. And I was like, this is not a good idea. So it went on for 2 years. This is not a good idea because somebody has to maintain the road and so on and so forth. Ella, so anyway.
Ella, are you still paying condominium association dues every month?
Yes. We're paying $336. So it covers all outside maintenance and all landscaping. So landscaping on my yard is not done. I got the hedge trimmed three times in the last 8 years. There's a big tree with huge leaves that I haul away myself. And I'm fortunately still physically capable to do it. But it's the condominium itself is very pretty. We really love it. So it's really difficult for us to just, you know, sell it and move, because it's really very, very nice. It's just that everything since the since 2022, everything went just downhill, and I just really strongly worry about the shift with the land value into the building, because we bought it with the land, and it was sold in 1980 for the sum of $37,000. Each of this little condominium was sold for $37,000 or $36,000, which, you know, for older people like myself, you might remember that for this sum of money, you can, you could buy a single family home in Portland, Oregon, in the city that's now worth $500,000. So we bought it, this was sold for a considerable sum of money, and now with the removal, removal of the land, if something happens, or if there's fire, or if there's an earthquake, or if there's some, you know, there are all kinds of things happening, we, the value of the aging condominium is in the land. So I really implore...
My question. Thank you.
I've got a question on this. Looking at what you filed here, you're really asking us to raise your value, because the assessor has your unit, whatever it is there, they have it at $155,000. You're asking us to raise it to $200,000, which would raise your property tax, you know?
Yes.
So that's the one question. The other is,
may I answer?
Having lived in condominium myself and all, I would tell you, you really need to probably see an attorney and file a suit against your condominium association. They cannot sell it out from underneath you. It takes 75% of the ownership to agree to it. If 75% agree, they could disband it. That's highly unlikely in a condominium where you really are not stacked up. They're side by side. And there would have to be some kind of joint agreements on the buildings and all. But those are legal things that I certainly can't get into. You'd need to see an attorney and take action against the board if they're not maintaining and they're not meeting publicly and allowing you to know what's going on. That's a legal issue.
So, first, I wanted to respond that I'm indeed, it kind of sounds strange that I'm asking to increase the value, the taxable value, which would increase our taxes. So, I'm only asking that because after 2 years of this, of being told all these stories, I'm really concerned about the option, the 75% option, that there will be a decision made by 75%, and then we'll have to go to court, and then value of our condominium will affect what we get paid, I imagine, or if there is a buyout, because there is also the concern that there is some kind of project to build a business center on part of the land, which I was also told about unofficially, but there is supposedly a code, a business code, on one of the condominiums belonging to the president. So all of this this information has stacked up so much for the last 2 years that I'm really becoming increasingly concerned that there might be a disaster, the 75% disaster.
Yeah, well, that's why you really need to consult your own attorney on this. I mean, that's a total legal thing that I don't think is anything that we can get involved in as a Board of Equalization. But you need to see your attorney and maybe have them attend or request attending meeting, watch it online, whatever they're doing. But they cannot meet privately and make decisions. I guarantee you that's against the law in the state. They have to notify you, and they have to make stuff available to you. But you need to see an attorney to do that. We can't do that. I can't do that. We can't do it.
I know.
And yeah. What other thing, Ella, just one comment that I have. if they ever were to decide to disband and sell the condominiums, they'll have to hire an appraisal and have an appraisal done for the value. They're not just going to take the county's assessed value and say, well, this is what it's worth. Yeah. No. So that's
another good to know. Thank you.
That's another thing. But I think John's advice is good advice, that you should consult with an attorney. Just you, not as a group. But just you, go and talk with an attorney.
We'll be thinking about it. It's just, you know, there has been lots of information that's like, we are elderly people. My husband is in his 80s. So
that's why we're telling you what we're telling you, to give you a little bit of advice. But if they do decide to sell, they can't just arbitrarily pick a price and sell. They have to get an appraisal, has to all be done officially. And so, you know, I think that part of it, you don't have to worry about at this point. But I agree with John about consulting an attorney. I don't have any other questions or comments.
Yeah. I have a question on, at the very end of your letter, you quote some units that actually have been sold in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sold at 250, 242, and 234. Are those units similar to yours?
Yeah. They are all... very similar. They were built originally as apartments in 1970s, and they are all similar.
Same size, same square footage.
Very close. They are there are three different layouts, but they are very similar. And in my personal opinion, our condo is the prettiest in the whole complex because it's it has nice yard, in the sitting area in the front, sitting area in the back. So everything would be fine. I just think, you know, because we bought it with the land, our leverage would be much better if anything happened, if the taxation would be shifted back again into the old way.
I don't have any further questions,
Mr. Chairman. And whose property is the... is the land associated with? Whose unit?
Which unit?
It's the association.
Well,
it's
you said the one condominium, all the land.
Belongs to the, it belongs to the, belongs to the people.
So there's 8 acres of land.
Yeah, just tell us the unit number that has, what's the unit number that has all the land assigned to it?
The property number, the PID ends with 18.
Okay.
And the person has been, if you look at subdivision, it actually comes under her name.
What's her name?
Peterson.
And it's the same street address, 3508 Northeast 45th Street.
The unit number is different. I would have to look it up because I don't know it. I don't recall it right now. It's unit one. So unit, if you look at the same website under subdivision, Pepper Tree, it comes out under the it's called parent property.
Okay, and it's unit number one. Perfect. Thank you.
I don't have any other questions on
that. No, nor do I.
And I will reiterate what John has said. You need to get some legal advice as to what's going on there and as to why they're converting all that and changing all that, not doing what they're supposed to under the terms of a homeowners association.
But just, you know, in terms of the land, if there is really a change, if there is plan for a business center, which I really don't know because all of this is unofficial, then the land assignment is just extremely important.
Got it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Close the hearing.